There are stories in this world, and then there are stories in this world. What I mean by that is, there's stories we all know because they remain relevant to current pop culture or current storytelling narratives, such as Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, etc. And then there are stories in the world, such as what we will be looking at this week. This week, we are going to be taking a look at a folklore fairy tale that has permeated throughout a good chunk of the world. No true origin, at least not for me, can be found. And I've been looking. Because as you know, dear listener, we attempt to get the oldest version of a story that we can before we read it. In the case of this week's story, the tale is so prevalent around the world that the origins of it are muddied. We have the collection by Mr. S.V. Proudfoot in Perth, Australia. We have multiple retellings throughout the world in more recent years. It was even used for the Australian film Celia in 1989, with obvious changes and concessions made. But this week, we will be using the version found in More English Fairy Tales by Joseph Jacobs, using his source of the American Folklore Journal. I bring to you this week the Habyas, as collected by Joseph Jacobs and as read by Justin Haskell. Once there was an old man and woman and a little girl, and they all lived in a house made of hempstalks. Now the old man had a little dog named Turpy, and one night the Habyas came and said,
"Habya, Habya, Habya, tear down the hempstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl."
But little dog Turpy barked so that the Habyas ran off, and the old man said,
"Little dog Turpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till morning I will cut off his tail."
So in the morning, the old man cut off little dog Turpy's tail. The next night, the Habyas came again and said,
"Habya, Habya, Habya, tear down the hempstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl."
But little dog Turpy barked so that the Habyas ran off. And the old man said,
"Little dog Turpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till morning, I will cut off one of his legs."
So in the morning, the old man cut off one of little dog Turpy's legs. The next night, the Habyas came again and said,
"Habya, Habya, Habya, tear down the hempstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl."
But little dog Turpy barked so that the Habyas ran off. Then the old man said,
"Little dog Turpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till morning I will cut off another of his legs."
So in the morning the old man cut off another of little dog Turpy's legs. The next night the Habyas came again and said,
"Habya, Habya, Habya, tear down those hempstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl."
But little dog Turpy barked so that the Habyas ran off. And the old man said,
"Little dog Turpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till morning I will cut off another of his legs."
So in the morning the old man cut off another of little dog Turpy's legs. The next night the Habyas came again and said,
"Habya, Habya, Habya, tear down the hempstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl."
But little dog Turpy barked so that the Habyas ran off, and the old man said,
Little dog Turpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till morning, I will cut off another of his legs.
So in the morning, the old man cut off another of little dog Turpy's legs. The next night, the Habyas came again and said,
Habya, Habya, Habya! Tear down the hempstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl!
But little dog Turpy barked so that the Habyas ran off. And the old man said,
Little dog Turpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till morning, I will cut off that dog Turpy's head.
So in the morning, the old man cut off little dog Turpy's head. The next night, the Habyas came again and said,
Habya, 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 tear down the hemp stalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl.
And when the Habyas found that little dog Turpy's head was off, they tore down the hempstalks, ate up the old man and woman, and carried the little girl off in a bag. And when the Habyas came to their home, they hung up the bag with the little girl in it, and every Habya knocked on top of the bag and said,
Look me! Look me!
And then they went to sleep until the next night. For the Habyas slept in the daytime. The little girl cried a great deal, and a man with a big dog came that way and heard her crying. When he asked her how she came there and she told him, he put the dog in the bag and took the little girl to his home. The next night the Habyas took down the bag and knocked on the top of it and said,
Look me! Look me!
And when they opened the bag, the big dog jumped out and ate them all up, so there are no Habyas now.